This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, the 10th of March, 2014. This month on Money Manifesto, we move into the fourth stage of our future process for getting your life and money on track. So just to recap, we started in September and October looking at foundation, collecting all the data we need on which to build a solid life and a financial plan. Then in November and December, we covered Utopia, the visioning process, working out where you want to be, what's going to make us fulfilled. In January and February, we dealt with transformation, identifying and overcoming the obstacles to achieving our desired lifestyle. Now, March and April, we're going to move on to the next phase, the utilization of our resources. This is so important, and it's where our plans really start to take shape. We know from our foundation work what resources we have at our disposal. And in the transformation phase, we probably identified resources we could do with more of in order to achieve our utopia. Perhaps some of our biggest obstacles actually centered around lack of resources. So we need to take ownership of our resources, manage them, husband them, care for them, develop them in order to achieve our utopia. And I'm afraid here, ignorance and neglect is not an option. So let's spend the next 8 weeks, both here on Money Manifesto and in our blogs on Living Money, considering the resources, or the lack of them, how to get them, and importantly, how we may have to give up resources in one area in order to gain them in another. In our day-to-day lives, money tends to take center stage as a resource we probably worry about and concentrate on more than anything. To make matters worse, money tends also to come with a whack of emotional baggage. It's not the only resource, though. Time, or our perceived lack of it, is also a worry. However, they are not the only resources at our disposal. We also have physical resources, such as a car or a bike, a home, which may be freehold or leasehold, investment properties, investments, portfolios, stocks and shares. We also have family and friends who may be able to offer emotional support, friendship, help, even business partnerships. However, finally, and probably most importantly, we have ourselves and our own personal resources, our skills, our knowledge, our integrity and wisdom, our spirit. And it's this last category of resource which is most important and which is probably given the lowest priority in our day-to-day lives. And when you think about it, it's the one resource which should be given top priority. To move forward and to change, we need to develop personally. We may need to master new skills, seek out new perspectives, create a new me. And the theme I'm going to return to time and time again is that of the meaning of true wealth. And the challenge for us, I think, is to decide if true wealth lies in a portfolio of investments or property, or whether it actually resides inside ourselves. And should we, in fact, be moving some of those physical and financial resources into our own personal resources through a much greater emphasis on personal and spiritual development? I was browsing through Facebook this morning and found a post from Shah Wasmond. Shah is founder of Smarter.com. Great, great person. She was having a cup of coffee before going to speak at Hay House, and she took a photo of the mug she was drinking from, which read, "Life isn't about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself." QED. Well, that's it for this week. I'll return to the theme of resources and talk about financial resources and the importance of cash flow and asset allocation next week, and I hope you'll join me for that. In the meantime, have a very, very good week. Look after yourself. Take care. Until next week.